World Environmental Day, celebrated on the 5th of June every year, is the United Nations principal vehicle for encouraging awareness and action for the protection of the environment. Air breathing is tied to human existence, while the qualities of the air we breathe in also has a lot to do with healthy living. According to reports, about 92% of the global population is still grappling with the realities of not breathing in clean air, while more than 7 million people worldwide die prematurely each year of pollution arising from industrial and community air constraints. Recently, for more than a month, fire from Chevron Oil Well in Ojuimole community in Laje local government area of Ondo State caused a lot of distress for residents. Speaking on the hazard posed by air pollution resulting from the raging oil well fire, a resident of Ojuimole, Mr. Jumelo Makonjuola, submitted that the air hazards from the Chevron oil well fire pose grave danger to the people's health.
Government needs to rise to the occasion and ensure that the oil well fire is put out so that people can enjoy their life in the riverine communities.
Mr. Makonjuola implored the authorities to do the needful about Ojuimole community air pollution. Also, resident of Olawanla Church Street, Mechanic Village, Ondo Road in Akure, the state capital, have appealed to the State Ministry of Environment to save them from air pollution oozing out from a poultry farm sited in the area. One of the residents, Mr. Ahmed Sikiru, said the poultry farm was posing serious danger to their health and asked the government to relocate the farm away from their quarters, which is residential.
A poultry that is situated in that environment, and anytime there is so much heat, this odor from the poultry used to pollute the whole environment.
Analyzing measures being put in place by Ondo State government towards ameliorating the adverse effect of air pollution, the Commissioner for Environment, Mr. Funsho Ison, disclosed that the state government had secured the service of a consultant firm to control emission and at the same time working with Chevron to put out the raging fire in Ojuimole community.
We have engaged the services of a consultant to control emission. The consultants will go on out and ensure that those that are using generator, emission that comes out of the generator will be within the limited permissible limit.
Residents are however of the view that government should be firmer to enforce environmental laws so as to safeguard the health of the citizenry in Akure. Shola Oguntoye for Radio Nigeria.